To be honest, I didn't think you'd have it in you to actually come and visit. Though I guess our little dance has gone on long enough. A rivalry is fun and well, but we don't want it becoming Blaze, do we? A stale fight is like a broken human, and I have no use for either. This part of the factory is for the good boys and girls. The ones that were fun but submitted to me quickly. The longer they last, the more fun I have. And the more fun I have, the more I want to torment them. You and me, we've been going at it for a good long while. So this isn't where I would put you. No. You were not a good girl. You've been a thorn in my side for a good long while. But I have room for pesky annoyances like you. Where they're trapped in an oblivion of pleasure. Melted, molded, and turned into my playthings. To be used and abused day in and out. But I know you would be too strong for something like that. So let us move on and leave these weaklings to their sweet torments. You know, I always wondered why you resisted me so. Why would you want to fight this, my sweet little pet? Oh, oops. Did I call you a pet? I do apologize. I know you are much too strong to be one, but I still find it curious that you would rather choose impotent resistance than sweet, endless surrender as one of my playthings. Oh well. Anywho, here we are at the next one. This is where I keep the really pesky ones. Not as stubborn as you, but still, they proved at least a little bit of a challenge. Most of them have been almost completely drained of their IQ and mana. Yet I left their minds intact. I wanted them to break down slowly, over time, as they are turned into my sugary nourishment. Of course, you would never want that to happen to you, right? To have your will fill all of your orgasms. As I drained it and broke you down bit by bit. Have you as another one of my helpless playthings. Endlessly toyed with. Endlessly denied. And so feverishly in love with me. To have all those nasty thoughts of rebellion leak out over you as you beg and plead. And whimper, mewling my name over and over and over again. But, oh well, you proved to be a great enemy which resisted me to the last. However, I could show you where I would have placed you. It's a lot more personal than this, you know. Come, follow me.